Y'all know the name of the show. It's Guys at the Bar Talking Sports. And what do guys do when they talk sports at the bar? They drink beer. So if you want to buy us a beer, you can Venmo us. The Venmo is at Guys at the Bar Talking Sports.
Honey, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Again? Just where are you going?
Where are you going? You're not going to the bar again, are you?
You like hanging out, drinking beer at the bar, talking sports? Come on out and join us weekly. Guys at the Bar Talking Sports, your podcast for just that. Hanging out, drinking some beer, talking sports.
Are you really doing season 4 of that stupid podcast?
Thank you for joining us for another episode, another week of Guys at the Bar Talking Sports. We took a couple weeks off because of the Christmas holiday. I hope everyone had a great time with your families, friends, neighbors, loved ones. People you hate, I don't care.
Happy New Year.
We are hanging out at our favorite watering hole, MJ's Bar and Grill, here in beautiful Northeast Columbia, South Carolina. Chilling with some beers, some drinks, so stay tuned as we talk about the college football playoff that just happened, the national championship game, and then we're going to jump into some NFL playoff talk because the stage has been set for the NFL to come in to all of our bedrooms and living rooms because did I just say that?
Where the magic happens.
The stage is set where the magic happens, exactly. And the playoffs are set. Everything is aligned. So we're going to talk about that today as well. All right. Feel free to share the show with your friends. Subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating and review on whatever podcast app you listen through. Apple Podcasts is always good because they do have 5 stars, and you can give us a review, and I'll read that on the show.
You know, I got to say this. You know, if you're holding out for the NFL to bring excitement into your bedroom, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride.
Woman, her name is Taylor Swift, beer. And she's pretty excited about the NFL.
She is, okay. Yeah. All right, so we always love it when people support the show. We do. If you want to support the show, you can Venmo us at Guys at the Bar Talking Sports. We like to drink beer. Some of us like to drink whiskey. Others of us like to drink simply spiked strawberry lemonade, apparently.
But no mint. So,
what is that?
So, like I said, if you want to go ahead and support the show at Guys at the Bar Talking Sports on Venmo, we are running a pool to help Children's Charities of the Midlands. If you want to join that, you can do 2 brackets for the playoffs. $15 each, throw us $30. Half will go to the winner, half will go to the kids. So hop onto that. You can do that by looking on our Facebook group. It is pinned to the top. Do it for the kids, exactly. So $30, half of it goes to the kids. You might win a couple $100. You never know.
Sweet.
Not a bad deal, right? So let's do some introductions here, shall we? All right, so the one that I mentioned drinking Simply Spiked Lemonade, that is Cheeks. How you doing, Cheeks?
I'm doing great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in tonight. And we got my man, the Chopper.
What is going on?
You got a very dark beer there, my friend.
Yes, sir.
It looks creamy, too.
Nice nice little Guinness here going on.
Oh, yeah. And then we have one more player up in the house, and that is my man, Ripper the Predictor.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is our first show of 2024, I believe.
Happy New Year.
I am drinking tonight a Legal Remedy White Mocha Stout.
Ooh, yummy.
And this is your boy, Hanger, and I am drinking an all-day IPA. It's pretty good. It actually got me a really good buzz last time I drank it, just having one. So, might as well continue drinking those, right?
Polly is a lightweight.
Exactly. College football.
Polly.
College football, the bowl games, all in all, I thought were fun to watch.
They were.
The only challenge I felt was that you did have players opt out, but when you're watching the game, it was still fun to watch. Did anyone see a bowl game that was the most interesting to them outside of the playoff and national championship game? I want you to think about that for a second. I'm going to let Ripper Oh, you got one.
Yeah.
All right, give me one.
The Clemson-Kentucky game was really good.
I didn't get to watch that one.
That was really good, and especially in the fourth quarter, the most points scored for the entire game was the fourth quarter. It was them, it was them.
Oh, they went back and forth at the end, yeah.
It was awesome, and it got down to a field goal, I believe.
Yeah, and Clemson ended up winning?
Yep.
Okay, got you.
LSU-Wisconsin was a good game.
That was a fun game to watch as well.
It was a back and forth kind of game, you know. Main characters not playing, but great game. Back and forth.
Yeah, some of these random bowl games that were like, early on, right? Like Bowling Green, teams that you've heard of but never heard of, or even teams you've never heard of before. I was watching some of those just because we had this whole pool going on,
right?
And I was watching some of those, and they were pretty interesting to watch. I mean, they're fun, and you don't have a lot of people opting out from that, so you're going to get the two teams, you're going to get the best players on that team playing the whole game.
Yeah.
And they were fun to watch. A lot of those were close. A lot of them came down to the end and so forth. Always fun to watch those, but I think that the playoffs did not disappoint either.
Wow, that's great.
We had Alabama taking on
Michigan.
I totally forgot.
No, I do the same thing when I try to say Michigan.
That team up down south.
Well, you know what? Today I'm going to give them their due respect. It's Michigan, the University of Michigan.
Can you say go blue?
No.
Okay. Just try.
Howard Inhouse, Ohio State,
man.
You might lose props with all your buddies that are on our Facebook group.
The goddamn pen is. Sorry, that's a liar reference.
But that game, Michigan, Alabama, that was a good game to watch. It went into overtime.
Yeah.
Fun football game to watch. It wasn't as high scoring as I had hoped it would be. But overall, I think the better team won. I mean, Alabama's a good team. Y'all take care.
Alabama's a good team. I totally thought it was going to be Alabama versus Texas in the Natty.
And
really?
I had Michigan, Texas, and the Natty. So, yeah. Alabama, phenomenal team. I'm calling it now. I think I said Texas earlier, but I was looking at Alabama's team for next year, and they have probably 15, 16 of their starters coming back,
That's fantastic.
So they're going to have – they had a very young team this year. They're going to have an older team next year. They're going to be in the playoffs. Depending, because you're looking at – we'll talk about this later, but we're looking at a 12-team playoff. It's going to be harder to get through that. But I think Alabama, this was not their year. Michigan had a phenomenal game against them. Let's get into Texas versus Washington. Kip, did you watch their – sorry –
Ripper.
I'll delete that out of the show. Ripper.
Get it right, Polly.
I can't wait to hear how you bleep that one out. So, against Texas, I mean, Washington got ahead pretty well early. Michael Penix Jr. had a great game, over 400 yards against that Texas defense, who kind of took it to Alabama early in the season. They were able to run the ball. I think what was a key factor in the championship game was the running back was a little beat up, so he wasn't 100%. And I think that.
But in that Texas game, he was back there able to perform his duty to keep the offensive line in check against those receivers.
And I know we're talking about the Texas Washington game. But I just want to say that in the championship game, it seemed like Washington abandoned the run way too soon. Texas made a game. They had an opportunity at the end of that game to go ahead and advance to the championship. I think that might have been just a little bit of lack of experience. I think Texas is a great team. I think they have a bright future. And I think they're clearly a top candidate to become a playoff team because now that we're 12.
Yeah, they have Texas has four of their five offensive linemen coming back.
Which is
crucial.
And
that was a stout offensive line as it was last year.
Did they abandon the run because Michigan's defensive line is so good?
Well, if you watch the game in the championship game, Penix did not have more than 2 seconds to step back and, you know, attempt a pass.
Yeah,
as
that,
he got
that
to
pocket
his
was
fifth
breaking
step,
down.
Between 3 and 5 steps, I don't think he had time to get to a 7-step drop, which is typically what you need for a long downfield throw. Between 3 and 5 steps, moving backwards, he was making sidearm throws, consistently through the entire game just because he had that much pressure in his face. And every time, he didn't, I think he only got sacked once, but he got hit like 15 times.
Yeah. Oh, it was, he had no chance against Michigan. Against Texas, he was throwing dimes. Like everyone was talking
about. I think he had like 437 yards or something. Yeah. I mean, that's an impressive playoff performance.
Literally, last night, everybody was talking about it on that Texas game. And I was, after that Texas, after they beat Texas, I said to a lot of people, holy crap, I don't know that Michigan is going to be able to beat them. I don't know if I know this is going to be a good game at that point, which I originally thought whoever wins Michigan-Alabama is just going to blow out Texas or Washington. That was what I initially thought, because those are the two better teams. But after watching Washington, just the way that Michael Penix Jr. was able to throw that ball, just spot on constantly. He did not have that last night at all.
No.
It was not there.
No, and I'm surprised that, I don't want to switch games, so I'm surprised that the first half of last night's game was as close as it was.
No, let's keep it in conversation between all three games then, yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised it was as close as it was as well.
Yeah.
In the end of the fourth quarter, it was a 7-point game.
Right.
But man, I feel bad. Michael Penix Jr., the way that he was holding his side he must have broke a rib under there or something.
When you look at the Alabama-Michigan game in the semifinals, well, I mean, really what stood out to me was offensive line play. Alabama has traditionally, when they dominated college football, they had the superior offensive and defensive lines. Those games, I mean, that's literally what set them up for success. When they had their dynasty run, it was a powerful running game and a solid defense, led by those front, you know, five or seven.
Yeah.
On each side. Alabama struggled to even snap the ball against Michigan.
Yeah.
That caused them a lot of problems. Michigan, ever since Jim Harbaugh took over at Michigan, what he has done is deliberately focus on building the offensive and defensive line. I mean, when you look at when they had Denard Robinson as their quarterback, I mean, he was running for his life, and because of him being a super freakish athletic talent, he was able to make something happen. But again, they still lost a lot of games early on in Harbaugh's career. But once he got that offensive line established, once he got that defensive line established, once you start seeing Aiden Hutchinson coming off the end, that propelled them into national championship level material. Put them in the playoffs 3 years ago, last year, and again this year. And then offensive and defensive lines dominated this year. It was kind of like a 9-year culmination. For however many years he's been there. I think it's about 9 years he's been at Michigan now.
Yeah, I think this is his ninth year.
It's been.
I remember 3 years ago sitting at that bar right behind you talking to Anthony at the beginning of the season, and he's like, I wish they would have fired him last year.
I remember the whole period where he couldn't get it done, and he wasn't beating Ohio State, and he wasn't getting
right.
I mean, there was a whole time period there, a few years where it's like, maybe he needs to go. Good for him for, you know, being resilient and getting it done there at the
end. And what's most impressive is they haven't been doing this with a top 5 or top 10 recruiting class.
They're at number 15 this year. So
they've been doing it with coaching, and the players are believing in the Harbaugh way.
Yeah. I think he's kind of old school.
As much as I really can't stand it.
Yeah.
Hats off to Michigan and Jim Harbaugh and maybe Connor Stallions, but they deserve that win.
If you look at, speaking of Michigan's recruiting, if you look at the recruiting class this year, they have 0 5 stars. They have 17 4 stars, and they have like 6 3 stars, something like that. Like it's heavy in the 4 star range, but he's not going for those star players. He's going for those consistent great players out of high school. That seems what he's going for, and maybe that's a strategy to go with. I don't know. Like Florida, we have 2 5-star players. We're right behind them at number 16. But then you have Georgia, who's able to get the 5-star talent. I mean, Harbaugh could go to a kid and say, that's a 5-star, and say, hey, come here. You're going to play. You're going to win. He could say that. I don't know why he's not doing it, but that just must be the strategy he's using.
I'm sure he's doing it. I mean,
definitely doing it now.
Issue whether or not you want to play in the hot or the cold.
Right. And that's probably a plus, right?
You want to be freezing your tail off in December?
Yeah.
Plus, and let's not dismiss academics, right? I mean, academics in Michigan are pretty high.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
All right, go.
So I have a question for the panel here.
Okay.
I love questions for the panel.
Harbaugh.
Yes.
Does he stay or does he go?
He's going.
Does he stay or does he go?
He's going.
Does he go to San Diego?
Or Chicago?
Or Chicago?
Does he stay? Does he go?
I mean, there's a whole bunch up for grabs. There's also Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Rivera can. Yeah. Tennessee.
Yeah. All right. The Falcons. Atlanta lost one.
Listen closely to his interview last night during the ceremony for the trophy. There's nothing about, we're going to do it again next year. We're going to come back and do this again next year. Nothing. It's all about this team, this year, da-da-da. There's no conversation at all about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's all about today and behind us.
All right, so
I think that,
he's already got plans.
He's already got plans. Yeah.
Cheeks, tell us now, is he going? And if he is, where's he going?
I think he's going someplace warm. I think he's had enough of cold winters. I think he's probably going to favor San Diego more than anything. But I think that, I don't know. I think he wants to stay on the East Coast, too, because his family, you know, his family's mostly planted on the East Coast. So
where's he going if he goes? And is he going?
If he goes, I'd say San Diego number one, Atlanta number two.
Is he going?
Yes, he's definitely going.
All right, so Cheeks has got, yes, he's leaving for San Diego.
Yeah.
Hanger, go.
As of yesterday before the game, I thought he would come back. He's built a program. It's looking solid, looking strong. But listening to that interview, literally 30 seconds into that interview, I'm thinking, this guy has no plans on coming back next year. He doesn't have any conversation about it. He's gone. San Diego and Atlanta's open right now. It is are the Panthers open right now?
No.
Okay, so yeah, maybe Atlanta or San Diego.
Commanders?
I think Commanders, they have an open.
I don't think anybody.
All right, so Hanger, you're saying he's going and he's going to San Diego. That's your top choice.
I would say San Diego because that's to me, if I was a coach, that's a prime place to be.
Cool.
Yeah.
Chopper, is he going? And if so, where is he going?
Oh, he's staying.
He's staying.
Committed, huh? Committed.
What do you say?
What do you say?
Oh, I'm on this side of the mic. I'm not answering that.
What? I answer questions all day when I'm on that side of the
mic. All right, I hope he stays because I want to beat him because that's what a rivalry is made for.
So you want him to stay.
I want to be able to, I mean, honestly, for 20 years, basically, Michigan dominated Ohio State. Finally, we got rid of Cooper. The tide had changed. We got Tressel, we got Meyer, and now with Day, he's like 1-3 against them.
Yeah.
I still believe in Ryan Day.
I do
but,
too.
But you know, I'm losing my patience, honestly. But I still believe. So I want him to stay.
Because he had one loss?
So Ohio State can beat them at their best.
Okay. Can we have another round? There we go. We're going to order another round, y'all. That's the plan. So beat them. Can you order one for everybody, Beth? Thank you.
So
I would love to see the day that Harbaugh stays, and I would love to see it just it become that knockhead game every single year. If Harbaugh leaves, it's going to be hard for Michigan to rebuild to that level again.
If he stays, it is not unthinkable for him to command $15 million a year.
No, he
can't.
At Michigan.
He's won a national championship game.
Yes.
They can fill the stadium.
So why would you could get a sweet contract. That's why I think he's
staying. He'll easily get $15 million in the pros, probably.
But he can write his own paycheck at Michigan.
Right.
They'll want to keep him around. You don't want to go from national championship to the next season gone. The money's there in college
he's
football
getting a statue.
Now as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
he is getting a statue.
So will he stay or will he go? Realistically, you're hoping that he stays.
So he's hired an agent
uh-huh.
that handles other pro players and coaches. And I think he's using that as a bargaining tool to increase his self-worth. I think he is happy where he's at. I think he's most comfortable at the college level, even though he has had so much success. The only thing that makes me think otherwise is he was at the cusp. When you look at a coach's legacy, he couldn't win a national championship as a player at Michigan. Now he has won a championship as a coach at Michigan. He couldn't win a championship as a player in the NFL. Does he want to go ahead and fill that legacy and go win a national win a Super Bowl in the NFL? That might be the only thing that drives his ego to leave. That's it.
Okay, so my thoughts on this is now that I'm really thinking about it. Yesterday, if he is in negotiations at all or trying to play the negotiation card to get more money, he would not speak of the future anyway, because he has to leave Michigan. The decision makers at Michigan, he has to leave them in a position where they think that he might leave. So if that's the case, now I understand why he didn't talk about next year at all. Because he's playing that fine line right now to make sure that he gets as much money as he can. So I can understand him not saying it and still staying.
I think we need to title this podcast Harbaugh Dastery.
Harbaugh what?
Dastery. Haberdashery.
Yeah, well, I'm titling this one NFL Playoffs. And we haven't talked about
that.
We haven't even gotten there yet.
You're welcome.
But overall, my biggest question that I have for y'all about the college football playoffs is this. Next season, we're going to have a 12-team playoff. Coaches are going to have to take into some considerations when they have a 12-team playoff. That's four extra games that they're going to be playing, or three if they get a bye week. But that's four hard-nosed, tough games they're going to be playing beyond what they would normally play.
It's a good thing some of the other players are going to get to see the field, though. I mean, obviously, maybe they play them in some of the lower.
You're going to have to coach to depth. Games.
Yes.
You're going to have a great receiver to back up the receiver. That's but right. Not more so on your offensive line, defensive line. You're going to have
every,
those great players.
Every position.
Every position, yeah.
But on
sure.
our website today,
okay.
Someone did broach...
Guys, the Brother on Sports, by the way.
Yes. Someone did broach the... Because of the new timing restrictions and because of the way that everything's run now, there's been less injuries.
No. I asked that question. I did not state it as a statement.
Okay.
Because what I said...
I thought someone answered you with yes, you're right.
What I said at the beginning of the season was whenever they started this whole new clock thing,
yeah.
It was to eliminate 30... It was like either 30 or 13 plays a game or something like that, right?
Yeah, right?
But it was a certain number of plays that would eliminate every game, making it so there would be less injuries because there's less touching of the ball. I wonder if that actually did come to fruition. I would love to see those stats.
Yeah. One person, guys in the back.
Yeah, one person on the Guys of Brothers Sports Facebook group said that they made more money because they added more commercial time to it. So you still have the same 2.5 hours of a game, but you have less playing time in the game. So that might be...
But it's got to be less injuries because you get less game time.
Yeah.
Less
and
opportunity to get
hurt. One of the reasons why they did that was to decrease the chance of an injury, but also knowing that they're going to do a 12-team playoff, to have it still the same amount of hours on the field, plays on the field for an entire season if you go to playing, what would that be, 16 games then, right?
Right.
You have 12
right.
regular season games. They have then you have your SEC championship game or whatever, so that would be 13 games. Then you have another, if you win the SEC championship or you don't, you might have 17 or 16 games at that point.
Holy
That's
crap.
Insane. That's a lot of games. That's an NFL season. That's
it
an
is.
NFL regular season.
They're going to be playing up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, well, no, because they're going to be doing the first week of games is going to be in, middle of December, around the time that they're doing the Army-Navy game.
So they're taking all that time off.
Yeah, I think it's around the time they're doing the Army-Navy game.
Okay.
And then the next round, the semifinals, will be the week of Christmas, and then you got New Year's, and you got the national championships. So it's going to run the same way.
So all the NFL games they play at Christmas time, it's going to be competing with college football.
It's going to be, oh, yeah. Oh, it's all going to be competing, yeah.
Not it's going to be a freaking amazing.
It's going to be a great, great December.
We're going to have so much more to talk about next January.
Watch out for that three-loss, nine-seed SEC team to make a run.
Well, you know,
I'll tell you, it can be anybody. It can be anybody, but watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out for four SEC teams to make it all the way to the end.
Wouldn't that be great?
Now that we've included everybody, yeah. Watch out for those teams that are beat up on each other, that are hanging outside.
Yeah. Watch out for those. Watch out for those Gators, y'all.
And when it happens, don't come crying here.
How many SEC teams made the national championship this year?
Hey, that is a one-off chance, bro.
We're not talking about this year.
We're not talking about that.
Hey, the tide has turned, baby.
Woo! Georgia still thinks they should have been there.
Technically,
can we get that
two
on?
Big Ten teams. All right, let's pivot. Are y'all ready to pivot?
All right, let's
are you
pivot.
Ready to pivot?
I'll pivot.
I got the 2024 playoff schedule for the NFL sitting right in front of me right now. The guys in the back sent it to my desk.
Shaka-laka.
I got it right in front of me.
And this
is, most people have not seen this yet, so I'm going to show it to y'all.
Don't show it. Don't, wait, huh?
You got San Francisco and Baltimore sitting out. They got a bye week. Boom. Nobody's heard this information yet, okay? Oh, you have the same information?
Breaking news.
This is brand new information.
I'm Guys in the Bar Talking Sports. That first beer may have went to my head. But Houston versus Cleveland.
Oh, that's my jam.
That is your jam. That's why I brought it up
nice
first.
Picture, boys.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me.
Jam up.
Just a few weeks ago, Joe Flacco led the Browns to a dominating win.
Yeah.
In Houston, over a fringe playoff team without their star rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Joe Flacco, I think that was like his second or third game.
Where is he from?
Who?
C.J.
Oh, he is from the Ohio State University. And a lot of people say that Ohio State doesn't, you know, produce NFL caliber quarterbacks. He's breaking that trend, but that's besides the point. So here's the deal. CJ is healthy. He is off the concussion protocol. And he is a damn baller. He has got the entire, as a 21, 22-year-old young man, he is commanding the respect and confidence of an entire 53-man roster of that team. You don't see it. It's rare to see in the NFL. But he has earned all of their respect. He's got some quality receivers. His best target is Nico Collins. You know where Nico Collins played college football?
The
University of Michigan. How's that for a storyline, huh?
They're playing on the same team.
I know, but still, they don't talk about it.
Oh, they don't?
They don't talk about it.
Well,
but here's
of course
the thing.
CJ Stroud doesn't talk about it.
Right.
I'm hoping CJ has a great game. I love CJ. I think he's... he had to deal with a lot of bull crap when he was at Ohio State by the fandom. I always thought he was an excellent quarterback. I'm proud of him. And I think he's doing amazing things in his first year.
He's a rookie. It's amazing, yeah.
Fifth quarterback ever to throw for 4,000 yards. They had the number one overall draft pick last year. No. Like the number two overall draft pick. So that tells you where they were last year.
Yeah.
This year they're in the playoffs. They are in the playoffs in his rookie season. D'Amico Ryans is doing an amazing job as head coach for the Texans in their first year. Miles Garrett's a different story.
So, aren't
the
you
secondary for Cleveland is a second story.
About the whole time.
Are you a Cleveland fan?
I'm a Cleveland fan.
So, are you going for Houston then?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
But this is what I'm hoping. I want CJ to have a great game. But the problem is, these games can be won and lost in the trenches. Cleveland's defensive line is going to wear down the offensive front for the Houston Texans. CJ's going to make some good plays. He's going to have some good yards. I'm going to go Cleveland 38-33 in Houston.
Nice. Okay.
I like Amarius Cooper.
I'm going to pivot over to my – what am I
– he had 265 yards, a Browns record last time they played.
Roll Tide.
Right. I like him better when he was with the Raiders, though.
So we have a guy who is nearing 50, and he's a Swiftie. And his name is Chopper.
I think it's you.
The 50 Swifty, Chopper the Swifty 50.
That's right.
Over
that's
here.
Right.
Swifty right. Nearing 50, sorry.
That's right. Go Chiefs.
Just gave a few little hints about who your true identity is, by
thanks,
the way.
Thanks, Polly.
I'm sorry about that.
Thanks, Polly.
Kansas City playing Miami. We got Kansas City Chiefs versus Miami. I think that Miami, thank you very much. I think that Miami may have a shot to beat the Chiefs in this game.
I picked them.
You picked them.
I picked them.
Don't speak too loud on that.
I picked
all
them.
Of our listeners are watching to see. So do you have a feeling that the Chiefs are going to be able to squeak this out? Or do you think that
absolutely.
They're going to get upset by the Miami Dolphins?
Miami's down right now.
I don't know. Tua looks like he's playing some good football.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the season he was. It's kind of falling apart a little bit. But that happens.
Chiefs put it back together. I mean, they've been
yes,
down a little
the
bit.
The refs like them way better.
They're going to – no. You're just jealous. Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
Do you think that the Chiefs have a chance?
All right, I'm going to tell you this right now.
I mean, does Miami have a chance?
I haven't played Madden NFL football for like 25 years.
Okay.
My son convinced me to play tonight. We played two games.
Okay.
I was the Browns. He was Miami the first game. And the first game he was teaching me how to like...
Is Tua throwing dimes on there?
What,
or
what buttons to use.
Yeah.
Second game he was Cincinnati and I was Miami. And I beat him. After 25 years of not playing, I'm going Miami, pulling the upset here.
Because you played freaking a video game today?
And I freaking won.
All right. Hey.
Tyreek is going to have a day.
Tossing a coin.
The best way to go to Vegas is
Tyreek is going to have a day.
Madden 24.
And Tua is awesome. Clean and he's healthy.
All right.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Chiefs, do you have any wisdom for us on the Chiefs getting their butts kicked by Miami?
I don't know. All I know is that the last few times that a certain female singer appeared at the games, they lost. So I'd like her to go to a Chiefs game.
Because you think they'll lose if she goes? Okay, so you're hoping Miami wins.
Yes, I'm all about Miami.
Buffalo versus Pittsburgh. Buffalo started off iffy,
Buffalo,
but then end of the season they were kicking some butt, right?
Five in a row.
They are on fire. What is the secret that they've had to find? What happened?
Cleveland sent out their starters and Pittsburgh played them on Sunday.
What? No.
Yeah, when they just went on Thursday, when they played each other.
That was Cincinnati.
All right, so yeah, it was Cincinnati.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
continue.
No, I know Pittsburgh just barely won this past week.
But we're talking about Buffalo versus Pittsburgh right now.
Right, so Pittsburgh beat Baltimore. Baltimore had no reason to play any of their starters.
That's what it was, right.
And they got in. That's the reason they got in. Yeah, but the last 2 weeks,
I don't think
Mason Rudolph has been their quarterback. He's thrown for over 300 yards. They've averaged over 30 points a game. Buffalo's quarterback, why can't I think of his name right now?
Because I can't think of it either.
Jim Kelly.
No.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen
has been struggling the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
He's really having a hard time putting together anything.
You're right.
Pittsburgh's defense has been pretty solid all year. Mason Rudolph has that offense moving. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh with the upset.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to Buffalo all the way.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I think Buffalo wins it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
that's based upon watching about 7 hours total of NFL all season, by the way, because y'all know I don't watch a lot of NFL.
So right now on this left side, I got all upsets.
You
wow.
do.
I all sit right. up here every Sunday and watch all the games.
Visiting teams prevail this weekend.
I'm a big fan of two teams, the New England Patriots
yes, you
for
are.
NFL and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Okay,
now let's go.
One is not in the playoffs.
Belichick,
one is barely in the playoffs.
Is Belichick coming back next year?
No, Belichick's not. He is.
Vrabel is
going
to be a Patriot.
Huh?
Vrabel will be their next head coach.
Harbaugh's going to be their next head coach.
No, Vrabel.
Who?
Mike Vrabel, who just got fired from Tennessee, who played for the Patriots.
Okay, you think so?
Absolutely.
You think that's 100%?
If Belichick leaves, Vrabel's the next Patriots head coach.
Hmm.
I don't think we pick up somebody that's just got fired from Tennessee. Yeah.
He had a great seven. He was there for like 15 years. I'm telling you, he's going to be the next head coach of the Patriots.
That'd be interesting to see.
Wow.
I will bet you a dollar.
But no, Belichick is retiring. He's going to go out on his own terms.
Mike Vrabel.
Right? They've already talked about it. I guarantee it. So. It's been talked about with Robert Kraft. So.
Yeah, he wants to go out on good terms with Robert Kraft.
One of these two teams will be playing San Francisco. One of these two teams will be playing San Francisco. That's going to be Tampa Bay or the Philadelphia Eagles. Hear me out. That sucks for the Philadelphia Eagles that they got thrown into that bracket because San Francisco plays some good football right now.
Well, and they only have 5 days. So they're playing on Monday night, and then whoever wins is going for a Saturday game.
Yeah.
That's a bad plan.
Yeah, so Tampa Bay versus Philadelphia. Yeah. Tampa Bay won their division.
Tampa Bay's not going
they
any
were
further.
9-8. There's teams that were 9-8 that were the worst in their division.
Yeah.
Y'all probably saw the meme floating around today.
Yeah.
So Tampa Bay is not exactly the best team in the NFL. They're not one of the top, eight teams in the NFL.
Correct.
But
they got home field advantage.
But they have home field advantage.
That's unbelievable.
And they're playing Philly.
And they have Mike Evans.
So, is there a chance?
I don't know why you scoffed.
Is there a chance that we see an upset and Philly beats Tampa Bay?
No. If so, Nick Sirianni is going to be.
So there's no chance that Philadelphia.
Yeah, listen.
There's no chance that there's an upset and the 5 seed beats the 4 seed.
Oh yeah, the 5 seed is definitely going to beat the 4 seed.
I was trying to turn it around.
Yeah, because the way the 4 seed ended up, the 4 seed is ridiculous.
But that's just the way the conferences and divisions
work.
I
know that division is.
Now the Eagles have been tanking.
But it
the
sucked
Eagles
last
have been
year.
Terrible the past month. But
we won one.
They have. They've struggled this month.
Yes.
They've been terrible.
Yeah.
But
do they put it together for Tampa?
Yeah. I think
I don't have too much confidence in Tampa Bay.
You know, the end of the Seahawks Eagles game was actually Hurts and who was the other one? It was their fault because it's not the play that Nick Sirianni called. They decided to go rogue and do their own thing, and that's how he got intercepted.
All right, so Mike Evans is like one of 3 players, and I don't know if he's been in the league for like 8 years or 9 years, whatever it is, but I'm almost certain he's had 1,000 yards every season he's been in the NFL.
It's impressive.
It's incredibly impressive, and it's not talked about enough. Baker Mayfield, even though he's just slightly taller than me and he gets a lot of passes deflected at the line, he is coming into his own and he's got control of this team. That is his team, and he's got that Baker Mayfield swagger and confidence. The defense is playing good enough. They're at home, and the Philadelphia Eagles have been struggling for a while. Jalen Hurts does not look like the Jalen Hurts of last year. I'm going Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Another upset.
I'm hoping that there's no
gunfire. Well, they're the 4 seed.
Was that? Yeah.
But it is an upset.
They shoot that off every time they get a touchdown. I want none.
Yeah, it's a fun stadium when they have that going.
This is not a dig on you. It's just analysis.
I'm taking it personally.
And we are professional analysts around here. We are professional analysts. Right?
Yes, sports analysts.
I said a professional analysis.
Sports analysts.
Yeah.
That's what
we're
we are.
Analysts, okay?
That's what we are.
This is not a comedy show. This is a serious sports show.
I've been running my numbers lately, and turns out we don't know anything.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're really bad at predicting?
So I'm lying. I haven't ran any
You
numbers,
should be Ripper honestly. The non-predictor.
I don't like your tone right now.
I would say he didn't pick any of the playoff teams.
So listen, in the bowl.
I'm picking right now, though.
No, for college football.
In the bowl that's mania pool, I was in the 98th percentile of winning.
That doesn't mean you picked 98%.
So you could call me Ripper the Rayer the predictor.
You know what?
Over here.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Don't slap him.
Don't slap
That was M-O-U-F.
Detroit versus the Los Angeles Rams. Detroit's been on a run this year.
12 and
somebody, it was the Rebel, said that Detroit was going to have a phenomenal year this year.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Good job, Rev.
Yeah, good job. We're going to do shots of his whiskey in his house.
Just not tonight. Him.
Just not tonight. I know where the keys are, so we could go do them tonight. Nice. It's wherever he...
takes a siesta?
Takes a siesta.
Hey, I'm covering the mic.
Yeah, it's wherever he takes a siesta. Okay, so we got Detroit versus Los Angeles Rams. What say you, Ripper?
Home team wins again on the NFC side, buddy.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit. I agree with that.
It's going to be yucky weather, and the Rams have to go into Detroit, and it's definitely going to be Detroit.
Detroit City rocks.
Detroit.
Imagine the chaos. Michigan wins the national championship and Detroit wins a Super Bowl.
Oh, no. I got a stopper for that.
Let's talk about Matt Stafford playing against his old team. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford. Yeah. Okay.
Does he come in?
He's kind of playing against his own team on his current team.
That's right.
Because.
Yeah. Is that kind
of. Because the LA Rams are a shell of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not that good. They were not.
They're
very...
not who they were when they won it all.
Who's their backup quarterback?
Right. But he'll be back. I mean, he'll be back where he started, though.
He's going to the Super Bowl.
So Matt Stafford won't be phased.
As a spectator.
He won't be phased by the Detroit. Playing in Detroit.
But Detroit's playing good football.
They are.
Are you all talking across the table?
No, we're talking.
We got through this whole show.
Adjacent to the table.
With a lack of talking across the table.
I'm sticking
Polly, Polly, take it easy on us.
All right, ready? Dallas. Whoever wins the Detroit game against the Los Angeles Rams has to play the Dallas Cowboys
or the
Green Bay Packers. Now,
no, they're not playing the Packers. They're playing Dallas.
They're playing them boys.
I think that's the easiest
America's
call.
Team.
That is totally the easiest call.
I think that's the easiest call of all of these on my list. Is that Dallas wins that game?
This may be Dak
football.
Prescott's. Yeah. Least intercepted year ever.
Yeah, he's a good. He's a made fun of quarterback.
Yeah,
but he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He was good when he played for Mississippi State.
He
was a good quarterback then. He's been generally a good quarterback.
Honestly, I think he has outperformed his college resume.
Yeah. Oh, well, he played for Mississippi State.
He's not in the playoffs. That's all.
Yeah.
Sorry. And so, Mississippi State was ranked number one.
Under him,
that's 3 weeks in a row under him.
And it wasn't Ole Miss ranked number three.
It's the whole team.
It's too bad we don't have cameras.
No lie.
We're an SEC town, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We are an SEC town.
Where's the cowbells when you need them?
I got Dallas, higher ranked team on the NFC side.
So,
see what I'm doing here?
Yes.
I was at the game in Starkville when they went to number one. That's why I remember.
I'm not just saying that.
2014.
So when we have
numbers line up.
When we have Houston playing Cleveland, whoever wins that game has to play Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's on fire.
Yeah, they're going to go bye-bye.
They're going bye-bye.
Yeah.
So Baltimore and Cleveland split this year. Cleveland beat Baltimore. They can be beaten. And that was with Lamar Jackson as their quarterback.
I mean, they can be beaten. They lost games, so they can be beaten. But.
Yeah, they lost four games.
Yeah.
One of those games that they lost to was to the Cleveland Browns. The Browns beat not only Baltimore, they also beat San Francisco, the other team that has a bye in the first round of the playoffs. That's kind of interesting.
So
Let's suck on that for a minute.
So when Cleveland...
Can I pull up the people they lost to?
Yeah, let's... Yeah. Why?
They've had five quarterbacks this year.
So when Cleveland plays...
I can tell you three of them. I can tell you all of them.
When Cleveland plays Miami in the semifinals, do you think there's a chance that it'll be a Cleveland-San Francisco rematch?
No.
Cleveland's not going to be playing.
Miami in the semifinals.
No.
Yeah, they would. Right here.
Yeah, I think it will, yeah.
They would make it. See, that's my page that no
Bernie
one else
Kosar
has.
Bernie versus Joe Montana?
No. Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, that never happened. But.
Oh,
happened, did it?
Not in the playoffs. Not in the Super Bowl.
Not in the Super Bowl.
No, in the championship game.
No.
Though, right?
No, they're different. No, NFC, AFC.
Okay, never mind.
You know what, y'all?
He's going back to 83.
You know what?
82. What are you, 84. 2 years old then?
Dan Marino got to the Super Bowl in 84 and lost. Yeah. Two.
82.
To Montana.
82 Montana.
Times like these.
Well, 82 is when the 49ers won.
No one listens to me.
I'm listening. What's up, Holly?
Oh, they beat the Bengals. That's right.
What's that up? Was in 89.
That was the Bengals.
Y'all just keep reminiscing about past events.
What you want?
You know what I say? What the fuck?
What
y'all?
The fuck?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You got a what the fuck?
Well, I do. I've
I know
been
you've been thinking about it for a long time.
So
it's been like 3 weeks since we had a show. So I know you got at least one or two or
I
even
do.
Three.
There
you know what? Do four.
I'll only do one. I'll okay. spare you, okay? I used one of them already when I brought up Nick Sirianni not making that stupid call that they used. Anyway, so on Sunday there was a game against the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. And at halftime, they were tied 17-17, and then that was the last time that Atlanta saw the end zone. And then it got out of control, and the New Orleans Saints took it to the goal line way too many times. They got, at the very end, there was a minute, like 10 left, and it was 41-17. Happy birthday.
It's here.
She's go on.
Last call. And so it was 41-17, and they were supposed to just kneel on it and just run out the clock. And no, Jameis Winston decided he wanted to go for one more touchdown.
That's because he's an idiot.
He is an idiot, and it really pissed off the now fired Atlanta Falcons coach, who lit up the New Orleans coach after the game because they had to get 48.
What an idiot.
What
I've never liked Jameis Winston anyway.
Oh, I have either. When he played with the Buccaneers, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so did you see...
I did not.
Your boy, ex-coach, Florida coach, Dan Mullen, released his top 10, his final top 10.
Okay, what is it?
All right.
You got it for
he
me?
He goes, Michigan, Washington, number 3, Florida State. 4, Texas. 5, Alabama. 6, Georgia. 7, Oregon. 8, Ole Miss. 9, Missouri. 10, Ohio State.
Really?
Yeah. That's your boy Dan
Mullen. That's a little bit biased.
Yeah, you think?
That's a little bit dumb.
You know, there's rumors of Dan Mullen's joining Ohio State staff, too.
Is there really?
Not after that.
Not after that. He put you at 10? You put Georgia at 6 and Florida State at 3?
Yeah.
After that game?
And Florida State's not going to have the same team next year anyway. But yeah, after that game too, you can't put them at 3.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's why they fired him at Florida. Actually, yeah. I kind of liked him at Florida. But anyhow, go on. What the fuck?
What the fuck? So I just joined a bowling league, a neighborhood bowling league that started last night. And there were 16 of us, and we're going to go about 3 weeks.
You saved this from the beginning before we were even recording.
I know. I'm
pretty damn good, right?
Yeah, that's impressive. We were, folks, we were talking about this
recall?
Before the show started.
So
that's recall.
So we're going to have about 3 weeks. We're going to develop our own averages.
Okay.
And we're going to have a league, and it's going to go for, you know, probably 2-3 months. While it's cooler here and we're not golfing. But
Candy, can I have a beer? And Kip,
here's the deal. We were down to our last game.
And Chopper,
I am bowling as good as I've ever bowled in my life, and I'm not a bowler. I never thought in my life I would win money bowling.
Wow!
Thanks to Mrs. Ripper, who bowled a 50 points above her probably personal best.
Wow.
And Mrs. myself tying.
Beast mode.
Mrs. My, Ripper is good.
Yeah, she had a 170.
Wow.
She threw a 170. She rolled a 170. And in that final game, I rolled up a personal best that tied it, a 186. Our team average was like 144. That was the highest person team average of our 16, that bought us a round tonight.
So moving on to last call, okay? The last call is this. Now that I've embarrassed my good friend Ripper
over
here.
Wait, you turned your hat around.
I did. I turned my hat around because it just got hot in here. Okay? Who's going to win the national championship game next year? Who's it going to be? Who's going to be the national championship? That's way too early to call it. I'm making you call it now.
Georgia.
Mr. Ripper.
I'm going with the Ole Miss Rebels.
All right, so it's on Ole Miss Rebels.
They're going to be one of those, like, three-loss SEC teams sitting in, like, a 9 seed in the playoffs that's going to make a crazy run.
And
Just watch.
I'm going with Alabama officially. That's my official team. And I got Ripper over here.
Nick Saban will retire right after that.
There you go.
Yep.
Let's go Nittany Lions, baby.
Whoa.
Penn State.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bold call. Yeah. And we love bold calls, like guys in the Martin.
Sports.
See ya.
Thank you for listening.
Wild over you.